Hello, Exercises for Injuries blog readers. This is Rick Kaselge with another interview with a fitness professional. Today I have Adam Steer, and Adam's going to chat to us about body weight exercises. But first I'll get Adam to kind of quickly introduce himself to the group.
All right, well, thanks for having me, Rick. I guess you could say I got my start in fitness from my grandfather. When I was in my early teens, he bought me a membership at his gym, and in his exact words, it was to keep me out of trouble. So I don't know what he thought I was getting into, but that kind of sparked a lifelong passion for physical conditioning, training. I was already really into sports, so it just really complemented that. And of all the sports I was doing, probably my favorite was basketball. But at 5'6", I was quickly disabused of any ambitions in that sport. And my main sport in life ended up being skiing. And that led to a career, full-time career as a ski coach and a ski instructor. And in my role as a ski coach, I was lucky enough to be able to start working with athletes on their physical conditioning. And that led to various certifications with the National Strength and Conditioning Association, the National Coaching Certification Program here in Canada, stuff like muscle activation techniques, some polyvalent stuff. And then finally, and most importantly, I stumbled on a system called circular strength training. And once I found that, I dove in head first. It was started by a guy named Scott Sonnen probably about 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. And this guy, Scott, he comes from a martial art background, but he actually got invited into Russia shortly after the fall of the Soviet Union. And he actually got to train for years in one of their central facilities with like guys like the Spetsnaz guys, cosmonauts, Russian Olympic athletes, and his main focus was martial arts, a sport called Sambo. He trained with their athletes there. And he brought all that back to America and applied all these things that he learned over there to our kind of way of thinking and our methodology. And this system, circular strength training, grew out of that. So it's really kind of a mix of ancient practices like, yoga and kettlebell swinging and even like Cossack dance and martial arts and things like that with kind of modern theory and application of strength and conditioning that we bring to it from the West. We do things like a lot of body weight training, like you mentioned. We use tools like club bells, kettlebells, sandbags, gymnastics rings, all that kind of non-conventional strength training. You will find me in the gym under a bar from time to time, but most of the time I'm spending with these offbeat tools. So I guess that was a short introduction turned long, but that's my basic story.
Thanks, Adam. So why would fitness professionals... why should fitness professionals do body weight exercises with their clients?
Well, I think, just like a carpenter or a mechanic has a tool for every job, a fitness professional should have a toolbox full of different tools for different jobs, different goals. Just like, a bench press or a squat or a deadlift is a great exercise to build that limit strength. Body weight exercises are, the perfect tool in certain situations for a fitness pro. So I don't think that fitness pros should limit themselves to body weight exercise, but for example, just for its portability, it's a very powerful tool. A lot of our clients nowadays are very mobile. They're traveling for work. They're commuting, so they don't have a lot of time to go to the gym. They want quick workouts at home, even in their office, close the door. I have a lot of clients that train at lunch. That's one aspect, is it can be done anytime and anywhere. I think, more profoundly, it's a really good tool to address the whole idea of relative strength. or the ability to manipulate your own body weight in space. You know, obviously in life, in our occupations and in sport, there are going to be situations where we're going to have to manipulate, you know, heavy objects, odd objects, things like that. But most of the time, you know, we're actually dealing with our own body weight in space and learning how to move it and use it. And a lot of the injuries are just, you know, stupid little things like you slip on a patch of ice or you get out of your chair wrong and, oh, there goes something. So learning to use your body weight correctly through body weight training, I think, translates really well into life and sport and occupation. And the other thing that we can target really nicely with body weight exercise is movement sophistication. You know, there are only so many ways that you can modify a bench press or a squat or a deadlift, but the limitations on what you can do with body weight exercise are almost non-existent. You know, there's so many different ways that you can modify body weight movements to develop more and more sophisticated patterns of movement with your clients. So I think, you know, I could probably go on for a while, but those are my main ones for why body weight exercise is such a powerful tool.
Okay, and like, what would be some common mistakes that you see, you know, it could be fitness professionals or your clients make when it relates to body weight exercises?
I think what I'll do is I'll address more from the aspect of fitness pros. I think one of the biggest mistakes that I see fitness pros making is if they do incorporate body weight exercises, they're not going past the kind of two-dimensional staples that we see day in and day out. You know, they're doing the push-ups, the sit-ups, and the front and backwards body weight lunges. You know, they're really two-dimensional exercises that you can do just as well with conventional strength training equipment. Like I said, there are just so many ways of modifying body weight exercises to make them more sophisticated, more interesting, that it's a shame to stick with those two-dimensional options. And I'll come back maybe and talk about some examples of that in a bit. I think the other mistake that I see with body weight exercises is not exploring or exploiting the full versatility of the exercise choices that we have. You know, depending on how you set your exercises up, the protocols you use and whatnot, you can do almost anything with body weight exercise. You can build strength, you can build timing and coordination, you can work on metabolic conditioning, you can even replace long, slow cardio with a certain body weight, like we call them flow routines. So the options are almost endless for what you can do with body weight exercise if you have a little bit of imagination and a little bit of creativity in the way that you put them together. And then finally, I would say that the last mistake that I see a lot is people just abandoning body weight exercise if their clients are having difficulty with it and going back to, you know, like very simple, isolated strength training machines instead of looking at ways that you can modify body weight exercise to allow your clients to tap into its power, its